begin with some songs. I would like you, first of all, if you would please, to take your Kansas, Christy, and turn to page 349.
Well, I don't know if we have this song. It's not the
same. 349 in your campus. How many of you know this song? Lift your hand if you know this song. Anybody? You know this one? Okay. All right. It's a long song. Don't let that Dr. Seuss rhyme come to mind just now. Your song is too long. Or you sing too long. I bind this to myself today. If you flip over the page, you'll see there are seven verses to this song, and a part two that comes in after that has a different musical thing that's going on in it. And then it ends on the following page, 352. It goes back into the same melody that you did in the early part of the song. This song has a long history. It is attributed to St. Patrick, who you might recognize if you're an Irishman like Dale. He was the fellow who brought the gospel to Ireland back in the early days. This is attributed to him. And it's fascinating to me, as we go through the lyric, he sings about a whole lot of stuff that most hymns just don't even touch. So it's kind of interesting just watching someone from a different era write hymnody. So anyway, good song. Goes like this. If you know it, please sing. Goes like this.
I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity. By invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three.
Okay, does that ring any bells? No? Okay, some of you that rings no bells. No bell for us. Let's try that again. We'll see if we can get that melody stuck in our minds a little bit.
Right here. I find unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity by invocation of the the three in one and one in three.
Flip over the page. The melody is fairly similar, although there's a couple of things that are different about it as we go through. So I'll just sing it, and those of you who know can sing along, and we'll see if we can catch on to the melody.
I find this day to me forever by power of faith, Christ's incarnation is baptism in the Jordan River, his death on the cross for my salvation, his bursting from the spices tomb, his riding up the coming at the day of doom, I bind unto myself today.
Okay, this is actually quite a, I find, this is quite a memorable tune. It gets in and sticks. Whether you like the tune or not is another question. But it's one of those that gets in, I find, sticks. Okay, let's go through... first of all, now that we've heard this much, let's go through the first page again. just do the melody until we've got it. A couple of times, and I think we'll probably have to. Okay, here we go.
I find unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity by invocation of the saint, the three in one and one in three again. I find unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity.
Find them a little bit hard to read, I think, because they're built more for a piano than they are for a voice. But still, they can be picked up. Let's flip over, and we'll work our way through. The melody on this. How many of you read music? Let me see your hand if you read music. These two girls, those people are sort of. Sam does. Okay, there's a few people who are willing to admit it, or I can pry it out of. For the rest of us, do you have any clue what's going on when you're seeing all the dots and lines and stuff like that? Do you have any sort of clue? Beth, do you understand that at all? The way that music is written?
Well, if I follow it the first time, then by looking at the notes, you can kind of get
you can tell where it goes up and where it goes down, all that kind of stuff. Can you tell which notes are longer and which ones are shorter? Oh, okay. Here, let me give you a brief upgrade on your musical knowledge. When you see the single dot like that, that's, let's look on the first page, 350, the very first note. It's a black dot, and it's got a line sticking up the top, and it's got a line sticking up the bottom. That is what we call a quarter note. That one will last for one beat. And if the song is going in beat, it's going around in groups of three. It's going like this. It's going one, two, three, one, two. See how that works? One, two, three, one. I'm find unto myself today. Da, 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 da. Okay, those black dots like that, if they don't have any bars along them, those are going to give you one of those three beats. One of those three that is going, that this song moves in these groups of three. If you see the next note right there, that one with the hole in the middle is called a half note. That half note lasts for two quarter notes. So if the quarter note lasts, your half note will last, the two of them. Okay? So, just a basic idea. If your note has a hole in it, you're probably going to hold it for a while. If it doesn't have a hole in it, you're going to sing it at kind of even clip. If it has no hole and it's got a line across the top, you're going to sing it fast. Okay? Those are eighth notes. If it's got two lines all across the top, don't bother singing it. That's the one for the piano. Okay. Anyway, let's try this again. And let's just do melody so that we can get some of the melody in our mind. Like this. La. Oh, sing la. La, 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 la. Notes that are strung together and they've got a little line across it like that. Okay, those ones go a little bit faster. Okay, let's pick it up from the bottom system right here. We'll pick it up right here, and we'll finish the line through here. Here's our starting note, it'll go la la. La 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 la. Trying to find the melody and trying to read the words, so bear with us. You will catch this song if we do it a few times. I think it'll work. Here we go. From, yep. We're going to sing. I detected a hint. We don't want to do that. In that. Is that three? Okay. Yes, we are singing the whole thing. Let's try it, because that will get it into your mind. Okay? The melody. Here we go.
I find this day to be forever by power of faith, Christ incarnation is that is in the Jordan River, his death on the cross for my salvation. Bursting from the spices tomb, is riding up the heavenly way, is coming at the day of doom. I bind unto myself today, I bind unto give me speech, is every hope.
Okay, how many of you have heard that song before? Have you heard it? Okay, my kids, they've heard it. Okay, as you notice, there is something that serves as a chorus. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. That section right there. Let's work that over for the time being, just at the start.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. He says, I, my heart is trusting. I bless the Lord always for you. He tells me that my right hand is special God. He says, I bless the Lord.
We'll sing a line. I'll get you guys to sing the line back. That worked before, right? I think we did when we were working it that way. That was a helpful way of picking stuff up. Okay. I'm actually not going to sing a line. I'm going to sing the first three lines, and then we're going to work the first three lines. We'll go like this.
Preserve me, O God.
Tomorrow. the lines, I wanted to get the lines falling, so they had to be up high enough for this, right? So. And the lines are falling for me.
Always in the night my heart is just me.